Under these circumstances, after so many thousands of people had gathered together that they were stepping on one another, he began saying to his disciples, first of all, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees, which is hypocrisy. But there is nothing covered up that will not be revealed, and hidden that will not be known. Accordingly, whatever you have said in the dark will be heard in the light, and what you have whispered in the inner rooms will be proclaimed on the housetops. Now I say to you, my friends, do not be afraid of those who kill the body, and after that have nothing more that they can do. But I will warn you whom to fear. Fear the one who, after he has killed someone, has the power to throw that person into hell. Yes, I tell you, fear hell. Are five sparrows not sold for two Assyria? And yet not one of them has gone unnoticed in the sight of God. Forgiven him, but the one who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit, it will not be forgiven him. Now, when they bring you before the synagogues and the officials and the authorities, do not worry about how or what you are to speak in your defense, or what you are to say, for the Holy Spirit will teach you in that very hour what you ought to say. Now someone in the crowd said to him, teacher, tell my brother to divide the family inheritance with me. But he said to him, you there who appointed me a judge or arbitrator over the two of you. But he said to them, beware, be on your guard against every form of greed, for not even when one is affluent does his life consist of his possessions. And he told them a parable, saying, the land of a rich man was very productive. And he began thinking to himself, saying, what shall I do, since I have no place to store my crops? He said, this is what I will do. I will tear down my barns and build larger ones, and I will store all my grain and my goods there. And I will say to myself, you have many goods stored up for many years to come. Relax.
drink and enjoy yourself.
Disciples, for this reason I tell you, do not worry about your life as to what you are to eat, nor for your body as to what you are to wear. For life is more than food, and the body is more than clothing. Consider the ravens, that they neither sow nor reap. They have no storeroom nor barn, and yet God feeds them. How much more valuable you are than the birds. And which of a day to his lifespan. Therefore, if you cannot do even a very little thing, why do you worry about the other things? Consider the lilies, how they grow. They neither labor nor spin. But I tell you, not even Solomon in all his glory clothed himself like one of these. Now if God so clothes the grass in the field, which is alive today and tomorrow, is thrown into the furnace, how much more will he clothe you, you of little faith? And do not seek what you are to eat, and what you are to drink, and do not keep worrying. For all these things are what the nations of the world eagerly seek. And your Father knows that you need these things, but seek his kingdom, and these things will be provided.
Prepared and keep your lamps lit. You are also to be like people
who are waiting for their master when he returns from the wedding feast, so that they may immediately open the door for him when he comes and knocks. Blessed are those slaves whom the master will find on the alert when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will prepare himself to serve and have them recline at the table, and he will come up and serve them. Whether he comes in the second watch or even in the third and finds them so blessed are those slaves. But be sure of this, that if the head of the house had known at what hour the thief was coming, he would not have allowed his house to be broken into. You too, be ready, because the Son of Man is coming at an hour that you do not think he will. Peter said, Lord, are you telling this parable to us or to everyone else as well? And the Lord said, who then is the faithful and sensible steward whom his master will put in charge of his servants to give them their rations at the proper time? Blessed is that slave whom his master finds so doing when he comes. Truly I say to you that he will put him in charge of all his possessions. But if that slave says it in his heart, my master will take a long time to come, and he begins to beat the other slaves, both men and women, and to eat and drink and get drunk, then the master of that slave will come on a day that he does not expect, at an hour that he does not know, and will cut him in two and assign him a place with the unbelievers. And that slave who knew his master's will and did not get ready or act in accordance with his will receive many blows. But the one who from everyone who has been given, much, much will be demanded, and to whom they entrusted much of him, they will ask.
I have come to cast fire upon the earth, and how I wish it were already kindled. But I have a baptism to undergo, and how distressed I am until it is accomplished. Do you think that I came to provide peace on earth? No, I tell you, but rather division. For from now on, five members in
one household will be divided. Three against two and two against three. They will be divided, father against son and son against father. Mother against daughter and daughter against mother. Mother-in-law against daughter. Saying to the crowds, whenever you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say, a shower is coming, so it turns out. And whenever you feel a south wind blowing, you say it will be a hot day, and it turns out that way. Tell you, you will not get out of there until you have paid up the very last lepton.